Only time one hand is matam with the other hand is if you wash one hand and then that hand touched the not washed hand. But if you want to pour water over this, both of them simultaneously, then even though they touch each other in the process, still to stay in the Shabbos, consider like one unit and the namatam one another, just like one finger is namatam with the other. A few hours of Hamish and Nichol Yizayim Zebes Adzeh, or Yizal Gali Zeh, Ki Yod Achad Chashivet. Even the four or five people that put their hands next to each other on top of each other and somebody poured over all of them, they consider one unit, Zeh Matama Zu Ez Namatama, one another. Kamuvat, I recommend that to have multiple people watch at the same time because chances are you're not going to get enough water all over your hands. Hit one part and miss the other part. Vos. Notos Te Yodav Zu La Atzim Zu La Atzim. He washed each hand independently, v'nimlach, and he changed his mind. So basically, we're talking about a person who washed with less energies, and both hands are wet now. So he has to make sure that one doesn't touch the other, because since the water on the hand was not yet tahor, not tummy hands from one hand that reached the other hand, or the water on the other hand. So you cannot change your mind in the process. You have to make up your mind before you start, what sheet are you doing? You're doing each one independently. Don't touch each other until you pour the second time around it. The nation is staff. The other zilazu. The kavanah shdim nitmo yodav v'nigosu zilazu. The hands will become tummy because the water that's there is still tummy. It's going to tummy the other hand. The mayim shagavah yad zilu matam. The mayim shagavah chavelta. The kavanah shayad. It's going to, like we said, the water on one hand is going to tummy the water on the other hand plus the hand itself. Shenotam zishniyot tears v'yishreinu kivin shenitmos machos chavelta. We learned before the second water that you put on the first water. It could only be the time of the water that was naturally on that hand, not the water that came from some other place. The only issue you have, if you matama the water in your hands with water from another hand, is you have to dry your hands and start over again. Says the Ramah, you should not touch with the hand that you wash one time with on the hand that you wash two times. This is a chiddush because over here you're completely metal the other hand. But even so, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that the water on that hand will be metal in the second hand. The Shulchan says the whole discussion whether you have to dry your hands and start again, and the Maizah that that's one should do in such a situation. We will repeat another time that just halacha might avoid this whole issue and pour revias in each hand, and then after you can mashash the hands together. Make sure that the revias does cover all the areas of your hand that need to be wet. You don't have parts that you didn't watch. Siv Zayim, Shishiv Yodzu Bezu, Yizosh Lohigel Chutz, Lamokim Shenoflu Bo Mayim. So now we're talking about a person who washed his hands. Jabu says it's even if he washed his hands with a full revius in one shot, or if he washed his hands twice, in other words, with the partial revius and then the second time. So right now the water in his hands are tor, so you ladder up the hands together. Even so, should be careful not to touch areas, Chutz Lamokim Shenoflu Bo Mayim. What are you talking about? If you're talking about that he washed his entire hand till the wrist, so the area behind past that is not a kabbal tumma in respect to tumma's time, it's not a problem. Telling a person that it was short on water and only washed up to his knuckles. So the water on his knuckles is toy. But even so, even the opinion that it's enough to wash to the knuckles, he does hold that the entire palm of the hand is an area of tumma. Therefore, you have to be careful that you should not have your fingers touch the palm of the hand, because that area is still susceptible to tumah, and it will metame the water on his hands. So once again, to avoid all problems, put a revius on each hand, and also don't just put it to the knuckles. Do the entire hand up to the wrist, then you have nothing to worry about. Like I said, you have to be careful when you pour the water. Sometimes it comes at an angle, so the part close to the wrist on the bottom part remains dry. So once again, the evidence you may be yoiksu because you did the fingers, but you just have to make sure you didn't touch it in the way, and what kind of other things didn't happen. So to avoid all the problems and to do a lechatchila dikka netila, go all the way to the, he even pointed this opinion, that which you have to be careful not to touch the palm of the hand, if you only wash up to the knuckles, it's only as long as the hand is wet. Once the hands were dried off, then that's the gemar, the completion of the tarot of the dying, and even if the palm of the hand got wet afterwards, not going to the top.